Hey guys, it's Alana, and you're listening to Seeing Other People Unfiltered. Each Thursday on Unfiltered, I'll be bringing on a different anonymous guest to open up about their real life dating experiences. We'll discuss what they went through or are going through, how they navigated it, what they've learned, and what advice they have to anyone else going through something similar. Unfiltered is your reminder that no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. If you have a topic that you'd like to discuss on Unfiltered, please email your story to seeingotherpeoplepodcast@gmail.com to be considered for an episode. Real people, real stories, real life. This is Seeing Other People Unfiltered.
I just wanted to share my experience with dating so far, especially my two serious relationships that I've had and just kind of the way they turned out. Not great, spoiler alert, but...
Well, I appreciate you coming on to talk about that. I know it can be disappointing and confusing and frustrating when things don't go the way we want. But I know in your particular cases, these two situations involve infidelity, which is incredibly difficult to overcome as somebody who has also experienced it. So I just am really grateful that you're willing to be here and open up about what you've been through. So thank you.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, if my story, honestly, if it can just help anyone prevent, you know, even getting into a situation like this, you know, recognizing the early signs or, you know, whatever that may look like for other people, I don't want anyone to go through a tenth of what I went through. So, yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Before we get into it, just based on what you just said, do you think that there were early signs in these situations that you looked over, just you saw them, but you're like, nah, let it slide?
Yeah. Yeah. They were different for each relationship, I think. Some were the same, some were different. But I think in both, I was just so insecure about myself that I just wanted to kind of put in 100% for the other person as well. I think that was like something, you know, when you're young and you just want to come, you're like, the person's not sure, but you're like, I can convince them, you know, I can save them. I can convince them. I can, you know, they don't want a serious relationship, but they didn't want one because they haven't met me yet. You know, they
exactly. And so, what, even though they have met you, it's like, well, they don't know me well enough yet to know that they want to be with me forever.
I'm going to be the exception to the rule, you know?
Been there. Okay, let's get into this first relationship. Take me back to when you met this person, where you were at in your life, and how this unfolded.
Yeah. So I was 18. So I was just like fresh out of like high school. It was my first year of uni. Like, I think it was like the first couple months. It's been a while, so bear with me. But and also I feel like my brain removed a lot of it from, like, it just made me forget. Like, some things just come back to me even now, because it's been quite traumatic. So my brain just kind of to defend itself, I guess. It's
crazy how they blanks. Do that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so it was my first year of uni. This guy was, quite a bit older than me. But we were kind of at the same stage in life. So he was also just starting, or he was doing his master's and I was doing my bachelor's. So, but we like lived on the same floor at like student halls. So it was quite like a convenient thing. We're both from the same country. So like bonded over that. We would like have meals together. And like, we started off as friends, just like kind of met casually, like outside, and just started talking. And so we started hanging out, and then after a couple of months that we hooked up basically. And so that kind of became more of a thing.
Was it intimidating at all to you from the start that he was like 6 years older? Because at you're 18, like that is a relatively young age to be dating somebody in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah, he was actually 8 years older than me. Yeah. So yeah, I've been a big difference. No, that's okay. But yeah, so he, no, it wasn't actually, I think because I was so sure and so confident and so like, I don't know. And I feel like it's because we were at the same stage in life. Like he, like me, was not working at the time. So it just made sense. Like I wasn't really thinking about it. I found out later that it was an issue for him more than it was for me, which again, one of the signs that, you know, that was not good for us to be together. Right. because he just made me really, really self-conscious about my age, which is one of the very few things I can do anything about, you know?
Right. Exactly. That you so can change a lot of things for somebody, which A, you shouldn't have to, but there are so many things that are completely out of your control.
Exactly. And age is one of them, right? I can't decide, you know, when I'm, what my age is. So that should have already been, you know, kind of a sign in my head to just to be like, this guy does not like me for who I am, because he doesn't, you know.
At what point did he bring that up, that the age difference was an issue?
So he didn't actually. There were things that he kind of showed. So for the first, I'm going to go ahead and say 6 months of our, so we were together for just over 2 years. But for the first 4 or 5 months, he like, it was completely in secret. So not even his friends knew that like we were dating. We would kind of meet like after everyone was like gone home, like, it was just very private, and he just said he wanted to like keep it to ourselves because other people ruin things. That was his excuse. And I was young, I was stupid, I really liked him, so I was like, you know what, sure, I'm sure that's the reason why.
Public service announcement right here. If anybody tries to ever keep you a secret, no matter what the reason is, run.
Yes,
you are going to get so hurt.
And you deserve so much more. There is never. I don't think there's ever a good enough reason to keep someone a secret, you care about a secret, right? But then let me tell you why. So yeah, that was it for the first few months. I could like really, I started getting really, really anxious. I just didn't understand. So at some point, 4 months in, I think one of my friends, my guy friends, was coming to see me. He was going to stay with me in my room, which his girlfriend was fine with. I was fine with. I felt the need, because it's, you know, we had been seeing each other for 4 months at that point. So I felt the need to kind of talk to him about it and see if he was okay with that, you know, because he was going to sleep in the same room as me. And so I did. And he was like, well, you should feel free to like sleep with whoever you want. Like, I shouldn't be dictating who you're seeing. And I was like, to me, that was like a shock. So,
right. You're like, yeah. Wait, but
we're like a secret, but like, you know, I was like, okay, but if I slept with someone else, would that how would that make you feel? And he's like, well, I wouldn't like it, but I'm not going to tell you not to do it. And I was like, okay, well, do you want to see other people? And he said, no. And so I said, okay, well, if you don't want to see other people and I don't want to see other people, then what are we doing? Like, why are
That's so confusing that he would bring that up, even though he doesn't want that.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Exactly. But he's just like, he was trying to tell me like, and now I know, but at the time it was just so confusing, because that's what he did. He was just very kind of vague, manipulative, like confusing. He would just say, well, why can we just enjoy each other's company now and then not think about what happens afterwards? And he was like, I'm just not ready to commit to you right now. And I was like, okay, he will eventually, like, I'm going to do everything in my power to convince him. Bad idea.
At this point, though, you were keeping it a secret. Were you telling your friends what was going on?
So, no. I mean, I was telling one friend who was just as confused as I was, because then she obviously only had my version of the story.
Right.
But then I was kind of ashamed to tell anyone else. And that, again, another sign. But then I went home for Christmas and I told my mom. I was like, no, because I was like, let me see if this is normal. I was like, no, we're like, we're not exclusive. Like, we're seeing other people as well. Like, and my mom was like, okay, well, is that what you want? Because she was trying to understand if this was like a polyamory thing or if this was like a, he's just not a good guy thing, kind of. I hope I'm making sense. So my mom was like, well, is that what you want? And I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. But my mom was like, that's not, you know, if you want a monogamous relationship, that's not a good sign for you. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. But then I was like, oh, it's my mom. What does she know? Like, she doesn't know how we feel about each other, you know? Because we were seeing each other every night. Like, I had stuff over at his place. He had stuff over at my place. Like, we were sleeping together every day. Like, we were a full-on, like, couple. We had a full-on relationship.
I think it's so incredibly confusing and painful when you're in that situation where you are seeing each other every day. You are having those deep conversations. You are, when you are together, you are acting like you're a couple. Every single thing about you, like if you were to give those facts to somebody, it screams two people in a relationship. And then you're hit with this, well, we're not in a relationship. And it's like, well, what the fuck have we been doing this whole time? In what world is this not a relationship?
Exactly. I'm like, okay, well, give me a definition of relation. I should have said that. I didn't say that. I was like, okay, I'm going to change your mind. I didn't say that to him. I was like, okay, fine. So I started getting like really, really bad anxiety. Cause then to me at that point, it was like, okay, well, he's out somewhere with other people and he's like not replying to my texts, or like, I haven't seen him tonight. That means he's with someone else. Right.
Or I wish I knew you five years ago when this happened to me. Yeah. Oh my, everything you're saying, I'm like jumping out of my skin. Continue.
I know. No, honestly, like I wish I could go back in time and shake myself out of it.
So badly.
Because every time, and then like every time he went out, every text that went like unanswered, or like it was like broke my heart. So I started getting like heavily like depressed. So I wouldn't get out. So he went on a trip. He took a solo, quote unquote, solo trip to another country. He went for 3 weeks. He just went traveling. And during those 3 weeks, like there were the worst of my life at that point. I was just exhausted. I would like stay up all night and then sleep all day. Cause then I was like, if I sleep during the day, like the days will go quicker.
Yeah.
I was just so unhappy. I started getting like physical, like symptoms of like anxiety and stress. Like I was just not happy. During those, like, I think it was like the second week that he was away, he like told me that he had like yeast infection. And okay. I was like, well,
I don't have that.
I don't have that. So that means, you know, I was like, okay, well, I don't know how I didn't, if I think back, I was like, what was I thinking? What was I thinking that was okay? Why, what made me go, well, that's okay. That's fine. I'm going to move on from that. How? I don't know. To this day, I can't tell you.
If you had to take a guess.
I think it was just, I was madly in love with him at this point. I was just madly in love. And it was like, well, I'm agreeing to these terms. So now I can, in good conscience, I can't just go and tell him that this is not okay, because then he's, and if I do, then he's gonna end the relationship.
And that's the last thing you want.
And that's the last thing. I can't lose him. And so I was like, I'm gonna stay in this like really toxic, whatever it is, because it's not a relationship. So whatever it is, like, yeah, anyway. But this is like, I'm still good at this point. Like, this is piece of cake. Like, this is a catwalk. So so fast forward, he comes back. He's back for a week, business as usual. And then he goes on another holiday to Budapest. To this day, I haven't stepped foot in that city. Like, I'm never going there. Like, nothing, like, I just,
it's just like tarnished so in your mind. Yeah.
Honestly, to me. Anyway. So, and he comes back and then he's a bit cold for like a few days and then back to normal, like we're fine. And then it's fast forward to like April, nothing happens until April. I just keep like my mental health, like keeps like deteriorating. Like I feel so bad. I just want him to commit. I just want him to like be my boyfriend. That's all I wanted. And then in April, I have another conversation with him and I say, you know, I really want you to like be my boy. Like, I want us to be able to like go on a date and not you not being like looking around or like ashamed of me or like, you know, because we at this point we've never been on a date before. We've only ever hung out in his apartment or my apartment, you know, because he doesn't want to be seen with me. So I was like, I just want us to be a normal couple. He's like, I can't do that with you. Okay.
Nobody can see me. My eyes are just like wide. I'm like in shock, but not in shock at the same time.
I know. It was just, okay. So at this point, I'm like, I've done everything I can. I don't know. I need a break. So I book a ticket. I go home to see my family. I just needed to get out of there for a little bit. Funny enough, how life works. I meet a guy on the plane home. And I'm very social, so I talk to everybody. I meet a guy, we hit it off, we exchange social media. And then I go home and I feel so guilty about like giving this guy my Instagram. And I'm like, why am I feeling guilty? Like, I'm not in a relationship. Like, he made that very, very clear that he's not my boyfriend. So why am I feeling bad about this? Right? And so I was like, okay, so this guy messages me, we start talking, he's really nice, like very lovely, like he asked me out. So I was like, okay, yeah, let's go out. He lives in another country. So he lives where I'm from. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go out. Why not? We go three times in like 3 days. He's so nice. He takes me like to a really nice restaurant, like to the beach. Like he has no problem. He held my hand at some point. I was like, what the hell are you doing? There's people around. God, have some decency. He's like, this is normal. I was like, okay, well, this is how I want to be treated. Like, this is what it's supposed to be. Like, he introduces me to his friends. He kisses me in front of his friends. I was like, this is madness. What is this man doing? You know?
I'm scared because I know that there's another year in your story with this original guy.
Yeah, yeah. Because then I was like, okay, well, this is what a relationship is supposed to feel like. This guy's like telling me like that we can do long distance, like we can like still see each other. He then books a ticket. I'm there for 2 weeks. He books a ticket to come see me where I live. In like another couple of weeks time. So I'm like, okay, well, I go home and I talk to my quote unquote not boyfriend at the time. And I say, look, like, I just want to be really honest with you. Like, this is not working for me anymore. Like, I want to be your girlfriend. You clearly don't want that. I found someone that can give me what I want and what I deserve. And I think, and I'm, you know, I don't think we should see each other anymore. He looks at me and goes, what do you mean you're not my girlfriend?
What?
I was like, yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
He's like, what do you mean you're not my girlfriend? I was like, you've said that for months, it's been like, at this point, I think, God,
I'm freaking out. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know why you're saying that.
Stop.
He honestly made me question my sanity. And that's what he did every time. That's what every argument we had, everything. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, you've never like met. We talked about this many times. So he's like, of course you're my girlfriend. Like, what do you think we're doing here? It's like, that's what I've been asking you for months. He's like, of course you might. Like, he made me feel so, so, so bad. But anyway, I stick to my guns and I break up with him. He like he plays all his cards. He's like, I don't know why you're doing this to me. Like, I don't know what I've done to deserve this. Like, I'm heartbroken. Like, I love you. I don't know. First time he said that to me, by the way. I don't know how to move on from this. And I was like, I was never your girl. Like, your parents don't even know, your friends don't even know I exist. Like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, so we break up. At this point, I'm crying so hard that I throw up.
Oh my God. But good for you. Good for you for fighting back and for pushing back and being like, what do you mean? Okay.
I know. And I should have just ended it there. And I thought I did.
Yeah.
And I thought I did. And so you know, start dating this other guy. He comes see me. And then I don't know. I was obviously really hung up on the first guy. So I just break it off with the second guy, because I just didn't think it was fair to him either, to be in a relationship with me when I wasn't in it. Like, I didn't want to be that person. So, and then I see the first guy again, because we obviously lived like really close to each other. And he says, oh, I've told like my dad about you. Like, I've told that we broke up. And I was like, it took me breaking up with you for you to tell people about me. Like, how is that fair?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he just talks me into, he begs me. At this point, he's begging me to get back together. He's like, I don't know what to do without you. Like, I've been lost without you for this past like few weeks. Like, I need you back. Like, please, please give me another chance. And so it was like, okay, well, it just has to be the two of us though. Like, I cannot think about you being with other people. Like, if we are going to do this, we're going to do this right.
Were these conversations happening in person, on the phone, over text?
In person. No, everything was in person. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And so I was like, okay. So I go home for another like holiday that I had, because at this point, like, the school year is finished. So I went back home and I was like, oh, like, we're going to see each other like once or twice a month and until I move back. And 3 days later, he breaks up with me.
What?
Over the phone. Yeah. He calls me and he's like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I need my space. Like, I can't trust you. I can't trust you because, yeah, I can't trust you because you went with this other guy and I just can't trust you. And so I have to break up with you.
Oh my God. Okay. What did you say?
I was crying. I was desperate. I honestly was desperate. And then at that point I told my mom everything. And yes, I mean, she picked up the pieces and we didn't see each other for 2 months, didn't speak at all. And then I moved back for my second year at this point in August, September. And he's there as well. And long story short, we end up having dinner, or we end up having coffee and then having dinner. And then I'm back in the cycle. But then, so after a couple of weeks, he helped me move to another place. And the receptionist was like, oh, like, your boyfriend can help you with the suitcases. And he looks at him and is like, no, I'm not the boyfriend. So when we go up to my place, then I'm like, okay, well, this is not happening. Like, you're either in or out. Like, you're either my boyfriend or like nothing, or we're going to stop seeing each other because I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And so he's like, well, I can't trust you though. Cause he kept like bringing up the trust thing.
And the part that pisses me off is that it's your fault when it was not.
No, I know.
None of it was.
No, like, I know. But at that point, I'm just so, I don't know where my head was, but I just couldn't let it go. I had, at this point, I'm like, I'm here. I have to convince him.
Yeah. And so it's like, once you fought for something, an amount, you're like, well, I'm not just going to give up now. I'm going to do whatever I can. Like, I'm going to fight as hard as I need to.
Exactly. Cause I feel like I was like, I'm so close to actually getting what I want. And so we talked for hours. I was like, I was pleading my case. I was like, no, like, you know, you can trust me. Like, I only did that because, you know, we weren't together. You know, of course, now I'd never do this. Like, you know me, blah, blah, blah. And then I never questioned him once. And so anyway, so he ends up like, he's like, okay, fine. Yes, we can be in a relationship. We can be together. Like, as if he was doing me a favor, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm the happiest person on earth. Like, I think I was walking on cloud nine for weeks after that. I was just so happy. I finally, after a year of fighting, I got what I wanted. I got the guy, you know, so happy. And yeah, well, that didn't last very long. Because then we were out to dinner, and he, I don't remember how this happened, but he was showing me something on his phone, or like a memory or something, and a memory came up with of his like Budapest trip. Remember I said he went with his ex-girlfriend to Budapest and didn't tell me, and made me feel horrible. He made me feel horrible about, you know, meeting another guy, whilst the reason why he couldn't commit to me for a year was because he was still kind of with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God. And it's not just like, oh, he met someone random out at a bar, like on his trip and had a little fling. It's his ex-girlfriend.
It was a planned thing. And he looked me before he went. He looked me dead in the eyes and said, I'm going on my own. Like, I remember
this. Heartbreaking.
I remember this like it was yesterday. Like, I can, if I close my eyes, I can still see his face when he says that. My friend was there too, actually. She was like, yeah, he like, I remember this. Like, he was, you know, because
you're not delusional, actually.
He made me feel like I was completely insane. He just made me question everything. Because he would just say, no, that never happened. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? And then he would like flip it on me. He'd be like, you don't trust me. You're a horrible person because, you know, you don't believe me when I tell you things.
And this was like at a time where I know like gaslighting and manipulation stuff are such buzzwords now that like we hear all the time. But this was during a time where we didn't like have the language or the information that we needed.
I had no idea.
We didn't know.
I had no idea that this was happening, or I knew something was I felt confused. I just knew I felt confused. And every fight we had after that, it was like I ended up apologizing to him. Always. We just like, okay, he was like, okay, fair enough. We both did horrible things, but we can move on now that you know. And I was like, okay, let's move on. Like, clean slate, like, let's start this relationship. Okay. Like, let's be okay again, you know? Okay, cool. So, you know, he starts working, or he starts looking for a job. I start my job as a waitress for a hotel, and I was working like really long hours. I was doing early mornings, so I was up every day at 4 a.m. Going to work, and then I was going to class after work, and then when I had class, and if not, I was going back to his place because he wouldn't stay at my place. So that was my life basically until then COVID hit. And then I went home and we were separated for 3 months, 3 months of which we would like FaceTime every day and everything was fine. Cause he wouldn't, you know, at this point I don't trust him at all. Cause you know, he lies to me all the time, but it's like, he's in the house. Like, he's not seeing anyone. Right. So that's fine.
With that, what you just said, like, I at this point I don't trust him at all. Mm. With that lack of trust, what made you want to keep going?
I don't know. I think it was because of everything that I put myself through to get there. Well, first of all, I loved him so much, but it was a sick love. Yeah. If you know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. I thought he was it for me. You know, I thought he was, because we had good days and we had amazing times and we were really happy sometimes.
Yeah.
But so the highs were very high, but the lows were very low.
Yeah. You know, and somewhere along the way, the high highs are what you think of. You don't even when in your lowest moments, all you're thinking about is those highs.
Exactly. My only objective was I need to keep him. No matter what happens. And I was also he made me feel very insecure about myself. So both like, even like physically, so even about my appearance. So he would just, so I was working at the time, he didn't have a job. And so I was like, for Christmas, I got him a trip. I got us a trip to, we went to Vienna for 3 days and I paid for everything, flights, hotels, like everything. And we were there and it was like a romantic, like getaway. Like I was, and I remember this, I was butt naked, just out of the shower, like drying myself off, getting dressed. I don't remember what I was doing. He looks at me up and down and goes, "Honey, we should really hit the gym when we get back."
Oh my God.
I was like, "What?" He's like, yeah, your butt is just, has just given up. I was like, okay.
Stop.
No, I swear to God.
I mean, I believe you, but what the fuck? I'm so sorry.
I'm telling you, this is not even the worst. I'm getting to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, so then COVID happened and we are FaceTiming every day, like just like everyone. We didn't know what was going on. Like we were just kind of stressed, anxious, blah, 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 like about our families and everything. So, and where we're from, like it was, the lockdown was very, very strict. So we couldn't even like go outside for a walk or for like 3 months. So from March until, I think it was June 3rd that they opened up, they allowed us to fly out again. So as soon as they say that, as soon as they announce, I book my flight, I go see him. He picks me up at the airport. We're all good. I get his phone because he's like, "Oh, like, can you please like message my mom that we're like almost there?"
Oh no.
First thing I see, he called his ex-girlfriend a bunch of times in the like days leading up to it. And like my heart just shatters. But again, I don't know what was going on with me. I just didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to ruin the moment. Like I was there. I was like in, I was at his house in his car with his family. I just didn't feel like I had the right to say something. Wrong. Always advocate for yourself. Like always show up for yourself. Like don't let the circumstances, like there's always a solution for everything. Like I should have just turned around and left.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So I got in the car, called his mom. And I was there for on and off for 3 months. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I would go see my family like every like 3 weeks. So about once a month. But we were practically like living together. Next door to like his parents' place. They had another that they just like gave us because there were no tourists that would like rent it out. So we were just staying there. And so for 3 weeks, it's all good. We like meet all his friends for the first time after a year and a half. His friends had no idea I existed until I got there. Yeah. So that was quite intense as well, but I just chose to kind of move on from it and not think about it. Just focus on the good. Like he would like show me around. He was really loving and really sweet. And so I just went to enjoy my time with him since we had been apart for 3 months. And then 3 weeks after, I go home for a week to see my family. When I get back, his mom had done his laundry. And also, like, no. Why? No. But anyway, red flag, but okay.
His mom is all for it. That works for me. She can do mine while she's happy.
Yeah, I know. But then, and she thought she had, because then she hands me a pair of underwear.
No.
Yeah, and she's
no,
like.
No, 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 no.
She hands me a pair of, I've been gone for a week. She hands me a pair of underwear. She's like, "Oh, like these like were in like his load, like by mistake, like here."
Oh my God.
The honest, I didn't know. I think I froze for like 5 seconds. I was just numb. I just didn't know what to do. I have this like stranger's pair of underwear in my hand and I'm looking at her, at his mom. And I have no words. She's like, "Are you okay?"
Do you think she knew based on your reaction?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. God. Yes. And I think, and in hindsight, I think she was trying to tell me because his whole family knew.
Wow.
And I think that was her way of kind of telling me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She hands, and I say, "Oh, thank you." Cause I didn't want to say anything to her.
Right.
So then I go see him and I'm like, your mom just gave me these, but they're not mine. He's like, of course they're yours. I'm like, no, I think I would know.
We know our own.
I think I would know if I had a, you know, a pair of underwear. I think I would know that they were mine. And he's like, no, of course they're, like, who else, you know, would leave their, and I was like, that's what I'd love to know from you. You know, that's what I would love to know. Who's they are. Like, I don't know. And he starts yelling at me. He's like, what do you want from me? Like, I have no idea. Like, you're crazy. He's like, starts getting like really, really frustrated. And he like grabs them from me and goes upstairs and asks, and he's like, I'm just going to go ask my mom. So he goes upstairs and I'm like waiting. I don't know what to do. So then, and at this point, we're waiting for one of his friends to pick us up to like go out. So his friends are there, like they're by the door. So I go outside and I'm basically like going up to go get him because his friends are here. And he's like, were you listening? Were you like eavesdropping on me and my mom talking? And I was like, no, I was just coming to get you. And he's like, starts yelling at me. He's like, I don't even want to see you right now. You disgust me. Like, why wouldn't you trust me? I said I was going to go find out. Like, why would you not just let me do that? Like, he like flipped it on me once again. Even this.
Which is so crazy. Well, also knowing that you had seen the phone calls with his ex, like, of fucking course you don't yeah. trust him, and you have every reason to not trust him. And he knows that, but he's still making you feel crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen the phone calls. I also forgot to mention, I had seen a few text messages as well of like him telling her that he could like hang out with her, like go get coffee or whatever when I right. left, basically. So yeah, that was not great. So, at this point I'm just so confused that I'm like, you're right. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you felt that way. Like, I wasn't listening. Like, I was trying to make excuses for myself, and he just kind of flipped it on me. I ended up apologizing to him. He leaves me in the house, goes out with his friends. Slams the door.
What are you doing when you're there? Just
nothing. Just hanging out in the house, just waiting for him. At this point, I'm crying my eyes out. Like, I'm just desperate because I'm like, I don't know what I did wrong. You know, I don't know what I did wrong. And then, you know, so that was the first real sign that he was very much cheating on me.
I have to give a shout out to his mom.
Yeah.
Because I totally agree with you. Like, that probably was her way of
yeah.
not getting involved, but trying to be like, girl, yeah. like, yeah. my son sucks. And
yeah, because she really, really, and I really liked yeah. her. And she really liked me. So I think that was like, it was just her way of like reaching out.
She was probably so conflicted on what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then, so this point is end of June. And then I'm there for a little while, and then I go back home, and then I come back for his brother's wedding in August. Guess who was there? Guess who was at the wedding?
The ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she was there. His whole family was there. They all knew. She was there. It was
oh my God.
Very, very awkward. I didn't know that she was going to be there, by the way. I just saw her when I got out of the car, and I saw her, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? So
I'm surprised that he invited you to the wedding.
His parents invited me.
Did he know that you were invited?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I don't know, but maybe he didn't know that like she was going to be there.
Well, at this point, are you still together, or are you quote unquote broken up?
No, we're together. We never broke up.
Yeah.
So we're together. So I don't, yeah. I think maybe he didn't know until like the last minute that she was going to be there. I don't know. Cause then she wasn't invited. Her parents were invited, and then they invited her basically. I mean, it was fine. Cause it's like, it's a very small town. So everyone knows each other. So it's not a big deal.
Right.
But then, so she was there anyway. So she was there. And, during the, like, it was a church ceremony. So like it was, that was fine. And then after the service, we go like get some food. Like we go to the reception, and at the reception, they're showing like a video of like the couple, like how they met, like, it, like, you know, I don't know if they do it at weddings where, like in the US, but they do it where I'm from. They have like a short like recap videos with like pictures and stuff. And it's really sweet. He gets up and goes to her, and like they were talking throughout like the video. It was like a 10-minute video, and they're talking and talking and talking. And so I don't say anything, but his cousin like saw that I was really uncomfortable. So he goes up and tells him off. Basically, he's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, your girlfriend's sitting right over there. Like, what is wrong with you? Nothing. No reaction. The cousin comes back. Another, I don't know if it was a friend or a family friend or another relative, goes up and talks to him again and is like, same thing, nothing, no reaction. He comes back after a while. And then we all like get up and like start dancing. He starts dancing with her.
Oh my God. Poor you having to watch that.
I just wanted the earth to open up and like swallow me. I just didn't. Yeah. I wanted to be anywhere else in the world but there. And like, and you know how I know the whole family. Well, I mean, it was obvious that like they weren't even trying to hide it at this point, right? But then
they're just like, dude, go be less obvious and like not here.
Yeah. Exactly. But then I'm like, at this point, I can't take it anymore. I'm walking away. I'm just going to go get a drink at the bar. And so I'm walking away and one of his cousins like stops me and she looks at me and she goes, some people never quit, huh?
Whoa.
And I was like, yep. Yep.
Wow.
And so, so that was the wedding. That was the wedding. And then they just kind of hang out the whole time. I was just kind of there. Sometimes he hangs up with me. Sometimes he goes to her. Like, it was kind of 50-50, really. And then he decides that it's time to go. So we go. We get in the car. And when we get home, I decide to confront him about it. Because, like, that's not okay. Like, I was like, what is going on? Like, how did you think that was okay? He's like, I was like, shh. You know, that's not normal. She's your ex-girlfriend of 3 years and you've been with her for the first year that you were with me. How do you expect me to be okay with this? You know, it's not that like you've been broken up for a long time and like, you know, your friends, because it's not that they can't talk to each other, it's just like boundaries, you know.
It's not like they're seeing each other at their 10-year high school reunion and catching up and reminiscing.
Or even just like around, you know, and say, you're allowed to say hi. You don't have to ignore each other. But like, that was a bit much. And he looks at me, he goes, she's not like that. He starts offending her. She's not trying to steal me away or anything. Like, you were there. Like, why would I bring you to a wedding? I was like, I don't know. Why would you bring me to a wedding?
Great fucking question, buddy.
I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. He was like, you are right there. Like, do you not think if I wanted to hide it, if I wanted to like do something dodgy, like, do you not think I would have just not invited you?
So that's his excuse. He's like, oh, well, I'm doing it right in front of you. Instead, so you can see that like, we're not actually like physically making out or doing anything else.
Yeah. He probably thought I was like the dumbest person alive, because then I was like, oh yeah, fair enough. That makes sense. That logically makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
Wrong. So anyway, that was my breaking point. I went back. I moved back to like for my final year of uni, and we were together for 3 months after that. So we broke up in like December. We broke up. I just found the courage basically to like break up with him. He didn't make it easy on me. For months he kept like pestering me and telling me that he wanted to get back together with me and like calling me. I just couldn't do it. Like the manipulation, the gaslighting, the cheating, the just everything. It was just too much.
How did it feel once you finally broke it off?
Honestly, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I've been talking about the bad things and how I was crying every day. And, you know, but we had really, really good moments. We were talking about getting a house. We were talking about kids. We were talking about, like, he was it for me, right? So for me to, like, but he wasn't, though, because it was the idea that I made up in my head about him. Just, like, what I, because that's the thing about him. Like, he always showed me who he was. I just chose not to see it.
Yeah.
He always, always, he was never, like, I mean, he was lying, of course, like, through his teeth. Like, he was just.
But you knew.
But you I knew, and I chose, you know. So that was very hard for me to, like, come to terms with as well. That I was just as part of it as he was. Like, I was just as bad to myself as he was, right? Even though very different ways. I just wasn't looking out for myself.
And I think that's one of the harder parts to accept is, how did I let this happen to me?
Yeah.
Like, how did I allow this to go on for as long as it did? And what's wrong with me that I didn't say, okay, I deserve more.
Exactly.
And even if I knew I deserved more, I was willing to accept this. And, like, why?
Exactly.
Is that?
Yeah. Exactly. So I remember the day I decided to break up with him, because we were having because we were fighting all the time towards the end, like, for every, like, small, little, tiniest thing. And we were fighting because I got a new laptop and he didn't agree with the laptop I got. And so he was just, you don't value my opinion. Like, you don't care about what I think. All these things. I'm like, this is about
it's a freaking
laptop. Like, get over yourself. But it's not. It never is.
Yeah.
And so my laptop came in the mail because I ordered it online, because, like, everything was still, like, shut, because it was, like, 2021, 2020. I don't even know. Anyway, so everything was, like, lockdown was, like, in and out of lockdown. Like, we didn't know what was going on. So I ordered it online. Came in the mail. It was broken. So he was so happy. And I was like, would you, like, please help me fix it? Like, you're my boyfriend. Like, please. I know you don't agree with this, but, like, please, can you please, like, support me? Like, can you please, like, help me? And so it was, like, I asked him to, I don't know, climb the highest mountain. And I don't know. It was, like, I asked him, like, for the moon, right? I just, and at that point, like, I was crying on the floor in the bathroom with the door open. He was in the room. He, like, could hear me and see me cry. Didn't do anything. Didn't even look at me. He was not bothered. And in that moment, I knew I had to break up with him.
Yeah.
In that moment, I knew that it was over. And in that moment, I looked at myself and I said, and, you know, I promised myself that I was like, I'm never going to let anyone treat me as not even a tenth as badly as this person has, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the moment that's when I knew, like, your partner, your person is crying in front of you and you don't even care.
And as painful as I'm sure it was to experience that, I'm sure in a way you were glad that happened, for it to, like, shake you. Like, that was
imagine,
the moment.
Like, after everything he put me through, that was the breaking point. A laptop.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It wasn't. But it was, like, you know, if you think about it, like, there were so many points in the 2 years or over 2 years or whatever that I could have ended things. And then I just didn't. And then that was just when I think I was ready. I just knew that I was ready. But it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Honestly, drained me. I stopped, like, showering afterwards. I stopped, like, eating. I stopped sleeping for weeks. And then I moved home for 3 months. I moved back to in, like, with my parents. I was drained. I was completely empty. You know, when you, like, I didn't have anything else. I was dry. I had nothing.
You literally have to rebuild your entire being, your sense of self and self-worth, and also your, in a way, like, your life, because for such a long time, you weren't yourself. And
no,
you were dropping probably everything else to prioritize this person.
Yeah. 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 And then, so for eight months after that, or like 7-8 months, I didn't even want to talk to a guy. Not even as far, I could not be around another guy. I was like, you're all gross. I can't stand you. And it just engraved in my head. Another thing he made me feel self-conscious about is just like how much I talk. Cause when I got home every day, I would like tell him about my day, and like his flatmates were there. And so I would tell everyone about my day because I went to work, and I'm one of those people who are like enthusiastic about everything. So like everything is an event for me, and like, you know, and so I would come home and tell everyone about my day. And then he took me on a walk one day, and he was like, look, I have to listen to you because I'm your boyfriend, but no one else cares. Like, they don't care about what you did today. They don't care about your stories, like your funny stories. They're not funny. Like, no one cares.
Jesus.
Please, like, stop. And so I was like, oh my God, like, okay. And so I stopped telling people about my day. And his flatmates, after like a week or so, one of them like came to me and was like, are you okay? Like, you haven't been sharing anything. Is everything okay? Did something happen at work? Like, are you... Yeah. You know, talk to me, like, what happened? Like, I'm concerned. And so I told
him,
And I told my boyfriend afterwards, and he was like, oh, well, yeah, then he's just a caring person. Like, he's just, yeah. So he, yes. And that resulted though in me, after we broke up, whenever I hung out with people, I did that up until like a few months ago. I would apologize. I would send an apology text after I hung out with anyone, my friends, my family. So I'm sorry if I talk too much. That was my text. I'm so sorry. Like, lovely seeing you. I'm so sorry I talk too much. That was like another thing that popped into my head right now. But I still get flashbacks. I still like walk on the street with my groceries, and I have to stop sometimes because it's like a punch in the face. It's like, oh my God, yeah, this happened, right? It's
so traumatic, and there are so many things about it that you don't realize are going to impact you for years or even the rest of your life.
Yeah. And then 8 months after, when I like started feeling better, like started feeling more confident, like I was like, okay, maybe I'm ready to like talk to another male, you know, not in a relationship or anything. I met my other boyfriend, which then is just,
we're going to get into that, you guys. I know a few details about the story, and we are going to do a whole part two about it because we absolutely have to. Because that is one of the biggest questions, is about, you know, getting back out there after this and how this impacted your future relationship. So I'm really excited, nervous to get into that with you. So stay tuned for that one. Before I let you go, though, I have two final questions. The first being, for anyone else who might be going through something similar right now, what would you tell them?
It's not normal, and it's not okay. And your feelings, like whatever you feel, you're not crazy. So never let anyone make you believe that you're crazy. Like, there's always a reason why you feel a certain way. Like, if you feel triggered by something, if a situation, I don't know, if you don't feel safe with someone, not necessarily the, like they're going to physically like harm you. That's not what I'm talking about. If you feel anxious, if you feel like stressed about something, and if you have a reason, like you're not crazy.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt, you know, but your feelings are valid, and you should advocate for yourself. Like, you should really, you know, and you should know that you deserve better, and you should really uphold those standards for yourself. It's easier said than done. And I'm a very, very big example of that. Because my second relationship wasn't better, but hopefully onwards and upwards.
Third time's a charm.
You would think. Well, hopefully. But anyway, so that's, So always listen to yourself, I would say.
Yeah. Trust your gut.
Yes.
It's there for a reason.
It knows.
Yeah. My final question, my favorite question to ask, what is the best piece of dating advice you've ever received?
Yeah. See, I knew this was coming and I still am like, I would say if someone is showing you who they are, believe them. Do yourself a favor and believe them and listen to them, you know?
And if someone's mom is giving you underwear that they know does not belong to you as a sign, take that sign and say, okay,
if it's nice underwear, thanks, mom. Hey, keep it, you know?
Damn. Well, yeah. I can't thank you enough for being here and for opening up. I can't imagine what it was like to go through that, though. As you know, I share a lot of similarities in your story, and it's just I'm happy to see you in a much better place and being able to look back and know what you've learned from it and know what you deserve. And I think that's really the best outcome you could ever ask for. So thank you again for being here. And is there anything I did not ask you about that you wanted to share?
God, there is so much. I could talk to you for 3 hours and still not even like have covered everything. But no, I think I touched everything I needed to. And please listen to yourselves.
Perfect. Well, Anonymous, thank you. To everyone who tuned in, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to stay tuned for part two of this story because there is so much more to come. If you have something that you want to share unfiltered on Unfiltered, please shoot me an email at seeingotherpeoplepodcast@gmail.com. If your story will help one person, and I know it will, I would love to help you share it. So thank you again to everyone. And I love you guys. I will talk to you next time.